We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, here's some hope. Jersey doctor who has used the drugs we're talking about joins us. Dr. Phil DeFina is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Phil, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Joe Panaccio, who's the state senator of a lot of renown in New Jersey and a dentist, was on with us a couple times now, Dr. Phil, and he talked about any number of medical professionals have coalesced with him, and you apparently are somebody who's been doing this, that are supportive of this. So what have you been doing? What kind of patients? How have you used the drugs that we're talking about?
Okay, just to clarify, I'm a research scientist. I'm a former professor at the NYU School of Medicine.
Okay.
And I've been working together with hundreds of doctors around the country who were looking to develop treatment regimens in order to deal with individuals on a pre-treatment level, an early treatment level, and a later treatment level, which I can explain. And the results have been incredibly positive with regard to the use of hydroxychloroquine and combinations of hydroxychloroquine with zinc and with azithromycin.
Okay, let me ask you the question that was posed to the president yesterday. We know that all drugs, whatever the modality, if you're using the things you talked about for lupus, I know there are a couple of other, some kind of arthritis, or with this as a precautionary or moderate or severe, there's always a side effect. But from what I read, the side effects of this are not overwhelming. They're more the type of boilerplate side effects everybody listening sees in the TV ads, right?
Correct. Any TV ad will be one big disclaimer on every drug.
Right. Yeah. That's what it seems to me. Now, that doesn't mean, though, we don't continue to test. They're doing clinical trials. There's all sorts of things going on around it. But the president's point is there's urgency here with people dying and with my biggest thing is the first responders, people taking this as a precaution to ward this off, to shield them. How much research is being done or has been done on that?
Well, I think that's a great point, Mr. Giordano. And that's where the pretreatment component's really important. When you have first responders, your EMTs, firemen, the National Guard, and then obviously police officers, and then the first treatment group, which are your doctors and nurses at hospitals, the pretreatment component of this could be extremely important. What doctors were thinking and what seems to be working is when individuals get small doses early on and then are exposed to the virus, it can significantly reduce or eliminate those symptoms and reduce and eliminate the shedding, which would number one, keep our health workers continuing to function and maintain their health and reduce their ability to spread the virus to patients. So that particular population that you're mentioning is critical to have low-dose hydroxychloroquine. And the low dose that doctors have put together is just taking one pill 2 days in a row and then one pill each week. So you're only talking about one 200 milligram pill twice the first week and once each additional week. This increases your ability to potentially mitigate the virus, and the level of side effects are either negligible or not present.
Yes, and doctor, excuse me, you mentioned too, not just for the patient or the person we're talking about, but the ability to block the shedding, meaning the contagion part. We've had on several people that talk about that. That's also critical. So here's the question for you, somebody who's researched this, been involved in it, is in touch with all these people. What do you think is the motivator that's pushing back so ferociously on this, that they would say someone like you and others who are proposing this, they just dismiss that at this point? Why?
Well, there are many different reasons. Some are guild issues. Some may be issues related to getting other drugs on board that still have patents, and billions of dollars can be made on those drugs. This particular drug, the patent's gone for many years. It's been used effectively for 70 years. It's less than 5 cents to produce this drug. Other drugs cost thousands.
Right.
I don't know if that's a component where individuals are pushing to use drugs that will create billions of dollars in profits. I hope that's not the motivation. And then, you know, other individuals are just not informed appropriately about the difference between a prospective and a retrospective study. People are saying we must do a prospective study. A prospective study is a new study where people are followed over time and data about those people are collected under very specific circumstances to come up with a scientific conclusion. That's a great thing to do, and that's what Dr. Fauci and others are espousing. However, we're in a critical time frame where we're not able to have the luxury of months to do that. So rather than have a prospective study, which can be done, you should also look at retrospective studies. A retrospective study looks backwards.
Yes.
And examines the exposures to suspected risks and the protection factors. At this point, thousands of doses are being given by doctors around the country, and they're seeing good results. Later on, we can sit back and look at that, analyze it, and have significant clinical data to conclude that what was done dramatically shifted what's going to happen. And what's going to happen will be tragic if medicines like hydroxychloroquine are not put on board early. And by the way, Mr. Giordano, this is an excellent point you're making. There have been studies, although there were smaller studies, done in France and various other countries in Europe that have shown that this, in fact, is reliable as an effective agent. But they're not long-term conclusive studies, but there's enough evidence between those small-scale studies and between all of what they call anecdotal data,
right,
which are thousands of cases in the U.S. with hundreds of doctors feeling extremely confident that this is actually working.
Absolutely.
And go ahead. I mentioned before pre-treatment. That's
yes.
critical, especially for our first responders, keeping them healthy. But then there's also early treatment. If this low dose is given, many physicians are saying that individuals who have been exposed and are symptomatic,
mm-hmm.
they can, by having this on board, this medication at low dose, it can reduce the progression of the symptoms and save lives by not getting people very sick and essentially being put on respirators.
Absolutely. Dr. Defina, I'm flat out of time today, but again, as this continues, we'd like to have you back with us to update us on this, if you would.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm in touch with hundreds of doctors around the country, so I have a lot of updated evidence. I just like to say one quick thing, if I can. I think there's a moral and ethical obligation for physicians to serve their patients in ways that they feel are clinically effective. And at this point, various states are prohibiting them from
right.
doing that. So that's another issue. But thank you, Mr. Giordano.
To be continued.
I appreciate, the time.
Thank you, Dr. Defina. That's exactly right.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.